Joe Biden and Mike Pence are both campaigning today in Arizona, a state that could be critical for the outcome of the presidential election. Arizona also might decide which party controls the U.S. Senate. The incumbent Republican Senator Martha McSally is trailing her Democratic opponent Mark Kelly in the polls and in fundraising. That could mean a difficult road ahead for President Trump and the Republican Party in a traditionally conservative state. Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd is based in Phoenix, Arizona, and that's where he joins us from for the latest in our Senate Tracker series. Hi, Peter.
Hey, Jeremy.
And let's talk about the candidates here, starting with the Republican Martha McSally, who was appointed to the Senate after John McCain died in 2018. Tell us more about Senator McSally and her record.
Well, before she was a senator, Martha McSally was a congresswoman who represented a district in southern Arizona. And I think for years you could say that she was actually a pretty moderate voice, especially on issues like immigration. And, you know, even now she'll point out that she's ranked the sixth most bipartisan lawmaker in the Senate. But no doubt over the last few years in the Trump era, she's taken a hard turn to the right. She even sounds like President Trump these days on the campaign trail. In a recent debate this week, she started calling Mark Kelly Counterfeit Kelly, a very Trumpian nickname. And she's trying really hard to make Kelly appear to be tied to the radical left, just like the Trump campaign is doing with Joe Biden. That said, I think it's also important to point out her personal story, which is a key to her image in this campaign. Martha McSally served in Iraq and Afghanistan. She was the first woman in U.S. history to fly a fighter jet in combat and to command a fighter squadron. And Jeremy, I don't know if you remember this, she took a very courageous step in a committee hearing admitting that she was raped by a superior officer in the Air Force. So Martha McSally says that she's a fighter. And I think it's pretty hard to disagree with that.
Well, and her opponent has quite the personal story as well. Mark Kelly is a former NASA astronaut married to Gabrielle Giffords, who, of course, has been recovering for years from being shot in Arizona. Mark Kelly has never held public office. And at the candidate's first and only debate this week, he criticized the Trump administration's handling of the pandemic.
We've got a serious crisis on our hands. We've got a public health crisis, which spurred an economic crisis. And both of these things have been made worse by a crisis of leadership. You know, over and over again, we have been a step behind.
Tell us more about Mark Kelly and what his campaign strategy is all about.
Yeah, in some ways, you have to feel kind of bad for Martha McSally, because it's hard to stand out as a fighter pilot politician when you're running against another person who flew combat missions for the Navy, but who also was a NASA pilot for the shuttle missions to space. But that's really not even why he's famous here. As you said, he is best known as husband to Gabby Giffords. After she was shot, the couple formed this group that called for tighter gun control measures, things like universal background checks. And I think this is really where you get the sense of Mark Kelly as the politician. He's got to do what other Democrats like Senator Kyrsten Sinema have had to do in the state to get elected, which is to toe a very moderate line. So he may be famous for his work on gun measures, but he's also got to say to voters that he's a proud gun owner and that he has no intentions of taking anyone's guns away. So if he is to win in Arizona, he can't get dragged down into debates that make him look like he's a deep blue Democrat.
The issue of health care also came up at that debate. Here's what McSally had to say.
Republicans and Democrats can agree on a couple things related to health care. First is we will always protect pre-existing conditions. There's nobody who disagrees with that. The second is that Obamacare is failing. It's not working. And so what I'm doing is fighting for more options for people.
McSally has voted to repeal the Affordable Care Act, which, of course, protects pre-existing conditions. What is each candidate offering on health care in this race?
Yeah, you know, Jeremy, I've spoken with both Democrats and Republicans in this state who say this race has been very, very low on policy, generally speaking. But if there is one issue that comes up a lot, it's health care. Especially in Arizona, because, of course, the state had one of the worst COVID outbreaks in the world just a few months ago. So, as you heard, Martha McSally promises to protect pre-existing conditions despite her votes to undermine or repeal the Affordable Care Act. She says that Mark Kelly in the Senate will mean the end of private insurance, the end of Medicare as we know it. On the other hand, Mark Kelly, again, trying to toe a moderate line here, says he supports a public option to compete with private insurance, but says he has no intention of taking away private plans if you want them.
So when you look at all the Senate races that are kind of up for grabs this time around, it seems like this is the one that the Democrats are most confident about. Why is that? Why is McSally trailing in pretty much all the polls?
Right. It's not even that she's trailing. It's that she's trailing by a lot in some cases. A New York Times Siena poll this week showed her down by 11 points. So she's been looking up at Kelly the entire time. And I think a big reason is demographics. The same demographic trends that are threatening to turn Arizona blue in the presidential race are also affecting the Senate race. So people are moving from more liberal, expensive states like California. The number of young Latinos and immigrants voting for the first time in Arizona is growing really, really fast. But at the same time, McSally is actually doing worse than Trump in a lot of the polls. And one theory is that she was never elected. You know, just a few weeks after she lost that race to Kyrsten Sinema in 2018, she was appointed to this Senate seat. And so she started the job with a lot of people thinking like that she had been rewarded for losing an election. And then one other thing I'll say is that John McCain is really still a beloved figure in Arizona, Jeremy. And while she's spoken well of him in the past, she got a lot of heat for not defending John McCain more when President Trump was railing against him. And McCain's widow, Cindy McCain, has endorsed Joe Biden and at the same time has said she has no interest in supporting Martha McSally.
Here now is Peter O'Dowd in Phoenix as we continue our Senate Tracker series looking at Senate races around the country. We'll have another one for you next week. Peter, thank you.
You're welcome.